in here.
Gossip, music, news, entertainment, and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze Radio Show starts now.
Welcome back to another episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. It's your boy, Be Easy.
It's your boy, Al.
You can find us everywhere you get your podcast for free 99 and on YouTube. Probably should be a YouTube thing to come on the screen right there.
Bring.
Yeah, there you go. Bring. Hit the like, subscribe button or something. Anyway.
Smash the like, subscribe button.
Smash. Yeah, they say smash. Yeah, how you been doing, my dear brother?
Chilling, man.
Word.
How you been?
Can't complain, you know. Can't complain out here living.
I wonder if the people miss us for that one little week we ain't been recording.
I got, I think two people hit me up like, ain't no show this week.
Oh.
So shout out to both of them. But other than that.
All two of them.
Oh, yep. Other than that, no. I guess they didn't.
They better be loving the show, man.
Send us some feedback. It'd be some weeks when I'd be like, man, I ain't doing this shit no more. And that'd be a week I get an email or text like, hey, man, y'all was funny. Yeah. So we need that.
You've been fighting with that the past 2-3 weeks. Like
what? Like, 2 or 3 weeks?
About to pull the plug.
2 or 3 years?
About the past month, you've been like, yo.
I've just been vocal about it the past month.
You want to record? If not, I understand.
Yeah, 2 or 3 years, I've been like, hey.
Hey.
But then somebody sent an email, you know, a new email or whatever. So
I used to listen to it all the time. So
yeah. Now
I hardly listen to it now.
Yeah. I used to too.
I used to listen to it faithfully. Like, yeah. I would go back like during the day, going back to the old ones and start from the beginning and coming back.
Yeah, shout B Mac do that too. Shout out to B Mac. He used to do that too. He hit me up with about a show that we did in 2014.
Yeah.
Man, you was crazy. You said, bro. I said, what? I'd be like, bro, I don't remember that.
You definitely don't remember that.
Remember last week.
I remember last week. What you did last week, man?
Last week,
I know sold some cars.
Sold some cars. Did I do anything? Oh, that was the week of the 4th, ain't it?
Oh, yeah, it was.
Yeah, shout out to Ace and Toya. They always do I be mad with them, too, because they don't never do nothing on Juneteenth.
Yeah.
They always do something on the 4th.
Oh,
so,
the
but it's their baby's birthday, too. Well, not their baby. They got 4 daughters.
Dang.
A whole bunch of names. But it's her birthday on that weekend, so they always have a party for her and throwing some adult stuff, too. They shoot a whole bunch of fireworks.
Yeah.
This year they got a pool, so they had a pool party for the baby. I call him a baby, but she like 12, 13.
Oh, damn.
Yeah,
baby.
I call her a baby. Yeah. Man, she a baby to me.
Yeah,
they all babies.
You see them grow up. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, they had a pool party. All the kids was out there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Adults was out there, you know, had some drinks, had some food.
And you went by?
Yeah, I was out there chilling, you know.
Okay.
The fellas was on the porch gambling after a little. No, did we gamble? We didn't play no cards that night. That's why I left at 9. As soon as they start shooting fireworks, I tipped on out. Went to the house. Yep. But yeah, so that's what I did the 4th week. And we didn't record, and I just chilled. So yeah, that was that week. What'd you do that week?
I know you sold some cars though, man.
I sell cars. Oh yeah, I'm pushing them things out there. I'm moving units in the city. I got them good deals, y'all.
Any big ones?
Oh yeah, you know,
like
I sold
big trucks. Like
I sold Tundra. I love selling trucks because you get extra money on that.
For real?
Yeah, so I sold
I would
trucks.
Ask, but I'll ask her off mic, man.
What? Ask.
Loan me $5.
I got you. On the 15th. That's when I get paid. But nah, it's one guy. He from the city, same city, whatever. Shout out to Keith. And I had made a post like a couple weeks ago, and I was like, you know, my man, we had really did have a meeting. Like, my manager was like, yo, we need to move some new cars.
Yeah.
Whatever. I ain't saying no. So I basically made a post about that. And I looked back at Facebook, and like 2 hours later, he had the exact same post. He just added a couple of emojis. I was like, I know this nigga did. So I'm just watching this post or whatever. Finally, I got his inbox. I was like, man, I know you stole my post. He started laughing. He was like, yeah. He's like, that shit sounded good. So I had to use it. I was like, oh, you know I'm stealing one of your shits, right? So he posted something the other day, and I stole his. So he inboxed me. He was like, Car Wars. So the other week, like last week or whatever, he said something about warranties, this, that, and the third.
Yeah.
So I made a post about warranties. What we got, Lifetime, they ain't got that. So he came back and said, and I didn't mention his dealership name because he right down the street from me.
He ain't named one, did he?
So he named my dealership.
Oh, that's
now, when he named my dealership, I had to get him. And I went on his post and got in on him. And then I just started posting cars and this, that, and the third. And then that's when I post the big trucks and stuff I be selling. So
yeah, yeah.
So now it's a war. And me, I'm very competitive when it come to it. Like, I'm so competitive that I try not to be competitive and make stuff fun because I take it overboard.
Uh-huh.
And so now I'm about to take it overboard. I ain't naming the name. I have yet to name where he works at yet, but it can get to that where I say y'all cars ain't better than our cars.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't. But shout out to him, though. I like a little good friendly competition.
Yeah, that's
but funny. I am going to go too far. I know I'm going to go too far. But that's just how I am when I compete.
Hey.
Especially when it's like, I flip a switch from being like, ha ha, this friendly competition to, oh, this nasty. So, but yeah, shout out to him. But yeah, I did sell some cars. I did sell one to some people that came in and they were like, they were looking for a certain car. I was like, okay, let's go on the test drive, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
They couldn't get that car, but I got them in something else that they really liked better. And then when they was about to leave, they were like, yeah, we went down the street to these other people. I ain't gonna say the names or whatever. They was like, they didn't even take us on the test drive.
Uh-oh.
Like, they took our, you know, said we couldn't get the car, whatever, whatever. And, you know, basically told us to come back when we get better money, more money, whatever, whatever.
Oh, they said that out loud?
Well, they inferred it to the people. But that's what they told me. Like, after we done signed the paper, they was like, yo, your customer service was good, whatever, 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 blah, blah, blah. So,
yeah.
I was like, yeah, you know, get it done. Tell your people about me. You know, yeah, yeah, we're going to bring my aunt back. So, you know, I try to give the best customer service ever. And when you can get somebody done, when somebody else can't get done,
yeah,
they love that. They look at you like a hero. So, I got to ride good and nice. I posted on my page, nice Honda Accord, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Leather, all of that shine, leather shining too. So, yeah. But that was my week, man. I just be selling cars. I chill.
Man, you got it made, man. I was, man, just out there selling cars, man.
Trying. It ain't easy.
Yeah, I know. I can imagine y'all. Because I remember going to buy cars. Well, going car shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you would see them tripping over each other.
Trying to get to the people.
Coming out the door. Like,
yeah. That's one thing, too. She was like, when she went to the other dealership, nobody came out. I came out and saw them in the park, met them in the parking lot, yeah. Talked to them, whatever, whatever. She was like, that was something else, but go ahead, my bad.
No, you good. There was times people, they must have been sitting in cars, and they were just, before you even get to the door, they coming out.
Oh, yeah, we do that.
Hey, we
do that.
So,
yeah.
What's your strategy? To be outside already or be by the window?
Oh, no, be outside. Because you might be by the window, but you don't know somebody sitting in the car.
Yeah, yeah.
So now you behind. Ain't nothing you can do. Like, my family came in there last week, and I saw their car pull in, but I didn't recognize the car.
Yeah.
And one guy, he was walking outside as they were pulling in, and I was just sitting at my desk. My desk, like, close to the door or whatever, so I can sit at my desk and look out. And he walked out. He just happened to be walking out, and I was about to get up anyway, and he went outside, and I put, you know what I'm saying, grabbed my fat boy rag. Went outside because it's hot, you know what I'm saying? So I went outside, and when I saw him, I was like, man, I was like, dog, I knew I should have got up like a minute earlier. It was like, he was just lucky, you know what I'm saying? So you'll get lucky like that just being outside. So if you the more you stay outside, the more lucky you'll get with people coming up. So,
man, I don't know if dealerships are getting lazier, but before you used to see them standing outside, you never see them inside.
Now, it ain't the dealerships are getting lazy. It's people.
The people. I just want to make that's yeah, what I mean. People, yeah, the people get lazy.
Man, people real lazy, bro.
It's hot outside, so you.
It is. But for me, it ain't really bad because I come from working outside like
mm-hmm.
all day, 14, 16 hours, running up and down that ramp,
yeah,
driving
yeah.
that truck or whatever. So yeah. It ain't nothing to me. I stand out there all day. You know what I'm saying? I stand out there. It ain't nothing hustling. To me. Yeah, hustling. But it's cool because I like it. I ain't going to lie. But come by for me, y'all.
That's dope.
We got some good shit. What about you? What you been doing?
I ain't did too much. The holiday, I stayed in. I didn't shoot no fireworks or nothing. Huh? Chilled out. Regular day for me.
Do you normally shoot fireworks?
It depends on if I'm over at family or something like that. I might grab something, but most of the time I'm in the house. I'm a house body.
I thought you were about to say you a house nigga.
Nah, I ain't going that far.
Oh, okay.
Trying to get us canceled.
You can say house nigga.
Oh, all right, my nigga.
Yeah. So you ain't do nothing? You ain't watch no TV, movies, or nothing?
Nah, I watch a couple things. Mostly catching up. Catching up on BMF.
Are you caught up?
Yeah, I'm all the way up.
Good. What else you been watching?
I started Duster.
How you like it?
It was a little slow that first episode.
Mm-hmm.
But it had, you know, had action. It was laying the whole storyline down.
I think the thing about Duster is, it did start off slow too. Mm-hmm. But the way it looks, it's good cinematography.
Mm-hmm.
I think the writing is good. The acting is real good. So all of that'll keep you in. Like if the acting was bad, I probably wouldn't go to the third episode.
Yeah.
But the acting was good to me. And the little storyline kind of good. So
yeah, it gives me. Did you see the series Big Sky?
Nah, I didn't see that.
It gives me that kind of vibe. That's like the look. It you know, it looked like I guess CBS kind of.
Oh, okay.
High quality, and you know, I look at that too.
You know, one of my favorite things about it is one of the opening sequences when it's like the little toy cars.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite things about it. Yeah. What else you been watching?
I caught up on that. BMF, caught up on BMF. Head of State.
I didn't start. That's with Idris Elba and somebody else. Is that a movie?
It's a movie. I started. I shut it off because I didn't want to miss anything. It's a big, big action film. A lot of action at the beginning of it. It seemed to be good. I checked it out. I'll probably finish it up right today. That's on Netflix.
What's that other Netflix movie that everybody talking about? It's a part two. Charlize Theron or something like that is in it. That's the white lady. It's an action movie, and they're like immortal.
Oh no, I didn't see that.
What's the name? Let me see.
The only part two that a lot of people's talking about right now is The Accountant that I've heard.
That's months ago.
There's a new one.
The Accountant two. That's months ago.
No, I'm talking about what you're talking about. It's a new one.
Yeah, this movie's new.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
See, I don't have Netflix.
You don't have Netflix?
No, I don't.
I
have to, you know, had to pop up on the app. I had to search for it on the app.
My cousin was telling me about it. Like, it's so good. And I couldn't remember seeing part one.
Mm-hmm.
But I did watch part one. Let me see if I can find the name of it. Damn, it's gone. It might be in the top or whatever. I can't think of the name. It's a part two, though. But everybody been watching it.
Yeah.
I've been talking about it. It's a little action movie, but it just wasn't. It was just on in the background for me. Let me see.
So,
The Old Guard. That's what it's called.
Oh yeah, I have been seeing that pop up.
I watched it, but I didn't. It ain't. You know, I want to say it's over. I must be fell asleep on it because it ain't showing up on my continue. So
did you see the first one?
I did, but I don't remember. I remember that. When I started watching it and they played like, you know, when I saw the first scene and it was kind of flashing back to the last movie.
Yeah.
I was like, oh yeah, I remember this, but I don't remember nothing about it.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it was like that. That's all you watched?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I watch interviews and stuff like that. Tiny Desk, did you catch?
We gonna get on that.
See, I didn't watch it, but I was gonna ask you about it.
So I watched The Chi. You don't watch The Chi.
Nah.
But The Chi, y'all, everybody know my feelings about The Chi. It's a new show. It's an Apple TV show called The Studio. I don't think it's really new. It might have came out in March. It stars Seth. What's Seth's name? The guy from Pineapple Express?
Seth Rogen?
That's Seth Rogen.
I think so.
Yeah, it stars him, and it's a whole lot of other celebrities, like the lady that plays on Agatha All Alone.
Mm-hmm.
She's in it. It's a lot, like, it's so many stars in it. Bryan Cranston, he's in it. That's the guy from Breaking Bad.
Okay. The old guy?
Yeah. Walter White.
Yeah. The main guy.
Yeah. He's in it. It's a lot of celebrities in it. Zoe Kravitz got parts in it. Like, other than him, like a lot of the people are playing themselves. But he's like, Seth Rogen is like the head of a movie studio.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's all kind of, it's some wild stuff that be happening to him or whatever because he's so awkward in the show. But it's a show that, like, you don't really got to pay too much attention to, like a little comedy zone, but...
Is it like a... What's that one?
Kind of like a Curb.
what's that Entourage? Is it like an Entourage?
It do got an Entourage-y feel because of all of the celebrities, but the awkward stuff that happened is kind of like Curb Your Enthusiasm. So it's like a Curb mixed with an Entourage, but that's on Apple TV. But I just started watching it because I saw like a clip from it on the reels or whatever.
Yeah.
So if you want some kind of, it to me, it caused a little bit of anxiety for me because he do, like one of the scenes, one episode, he goes to this movie set and when they pull up, the guy he's with, his assistant or whatever, partner, he was like, yeah, we can't park here, whatever, whatever. He go to the movie and they shooting this scene and it's a continuous scene. So everything got to flow.
Following them.
And they running on a certain time limit because they want to get certain lighting. He comes in, he telling his homeboy, like, yo, I look like a suit. I need to get, you know, regular clothes. So he go to wardrobe and get a change of clothes. All of that shit play a part in almost messing up the scene. He does so much stuff from the beginning of the episode to the end that kill the scene. But it's a good funny little show or whatever.
So it's a series.
Yes, a series. Yeah. I'm on like episode 8.
What's the name of it?
The Studio.
Studio.
Then I watched the Squid Game, the last season of Squid Game.
Final?
No, I don't think it's the final because I think they're gonna take it to the US. And then I watched BMF too. How you liking BMF?
I like it.
You do?
Yeah. The St. Louis situation. St. Louis guy, I like him.
Talking about Bodie?
Yeah, I like Bodie, man. I like his style.
Okay.
You know, it's more, it draws me in more than anything.
Because he might be the best actor on the, well, he's in the top actors on the show. The mom or the daddy?
The daddy? He
killing
it. He need to win an Oscar for this one.
He killing it. Yeah, the mom or the daddy. Bodie. Who else a good actor? Wood Harris' brother.
Yeah.
He's a good actor.
Definitely.
Everybody else acting like it's their first time acting.
What's going to get worse?
Big Meech?
Little Meech?
Look.
Yeah. He getting worse.
Yeah, he getting worse. And I don't think it's them per se. I think it's the writing and the directing that's making it kind of hard to stomach.
You think it's hard to stomach though?
Yeah, because it's just some of the stuff I keep forgetting that you know, in real life they caught T on tape, like the feds caught T on tape
talking on the phone.
No, not only talking on the phone, but like trying to plot to kill Meech.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So watching it seemed like kind of harsh that these two brothers, and they talking so much shit about each other or to each other, like they hate each other.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, that was one of the things that happened. Like they caught T trying to like set up a little plot on Meech. Like they either get him locked up or killed or something crazy like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What was that, on one of them documentaries?
Yeah, it was on the documentary. I want to say it's in like court papers or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I guess that's, well, I have seen them in pictures together since they've been home. I think it was.
They was in pictures together since they've been home?
I think so. I think it was a family picture.
I've seen Lil Meech and Meech in a picture together, but I ain't seen the one with T and Meech. But I don't know. I don't know where they're going. Well, then the Mexico stuff.
That throws me off.
They don't
especially
need it.
It's at the beginning of every episode.
Yeah, I don't like that.
It's like, all right. Talk about the Mexico stuff and leave it alone. They could have left the Mexico stuff out of this episode, the last episode.
But they do it every episode.
Yeah.
They do it every episode. So, yeah.
You think they're going to come out with another season?
I don't know after the stuff with 50. Unless they get another actor to play Meech.
And Meech just got in trouble again.
I don't know if he's in trouble or not.
He told on his friend he ain't in trouble, but he's in trouble with the... The internet gods.
The internet gods don't matter.
For the first 3 weeks.
Yeah, and then then the boots on the ground, people will start beefing, and then they'll forget about it. You know what I'm saying? You ain't watched no movies?
Nah, I think that was it. I think that was it.
So
I know you watched some of the newest, brand new movies.
Something told me to not go to the movies to see Jurassic Park.
Oh, man, I'm going to turn the volume down on this one because
I'm not going to tell it. Well, maybe.
I don't want to hear your opinion.
You don't?
Nah.
What was your opinion of the last Jurassic Park movie?
I almost say I couldn't remember it, but it if was cool. Can, it was cool. I like that actor in it. What's the main character guy?
That play Star-Lord?
Yeah. Yep.
He ain't in this.
Oh.
Okay, there you go.
It's over.
Yeah. It's
the franchise.
Even the girl ain't in it. There's nobody in those. The only one who's in it, I think that's Mahershala Ali. He's in it.
For real?
Yeah, he's in it.
But I mean, I can't see it have to. I don't know why they still coming out with him.
Money, nigga. That's why.
Nah, but they're making it. They're trying to make it like a family thing. Like, I went and seen the first Jurassic Park when I was a kid. Now bring my kids to see it.
That's kind of how it is. I went to see Jurassic Park. Well, my stepdaddy took me to see the first Jurassic Park in the movie.
Which was good.
It was good. Let me tell you now, my stepdaddy is, you know how some people just be silly?
Mm-hmm.
And thinking about it, he was about my age, maybe a little younger than me when I went to see it with him. So the T-Rex comes out, and my stepdaddy in the movie, Rex in effects, and everybody busted out laughing. And I was like, oh my God.
Did you look over at him?
I was like, come on, man. Well, yeah, but yes. But it kind of is, though. You know, you can go with your, take your kids, your people went took you to see it. Yeah. It's that age now, but.
So what you give it? Out of 5. Let's stretch it out. Out of 10.
Out of 10?
Yeah. Because 5, like.
I give it a 5. Ugh. I give it a 5. Like, it's.
5 ain't good. That's.
It's not. Not when it's. But they made their money quickly.
5 smashed tomatoes.
5 rock stars.
50 smashed potato. 50 smashed tomatoes.
Yeah. I saw that, and then I
really don't want to ask about this one.
Superman. I saw that at the
crib. I know it, man.
Yeah.
See, my birthday is today, if y'all listening. Every year.
You should have said something.
Nah.
We could have set it up so they could send you some birthday stuff like we did for mine.
People don't care about
me. You never know.
It ain't never too late to send it then.
Well, set up a Google list. I mean, an Amazon gift list.
So
I put it in the.
So the audience is that strong?
You saw how strong the audience was.
That was for y'all. They don't love me like that. Y'all don't love me.
See, you doubting yourself. You don't put that in the universe.
No, I'm not doubting me, but they don't.
You doubting yourself.
All right, let's
go. Doubting yourself. yourself.
Every summer, since I was a kid, some big movie would come out.
Oh, yeah.
And it's usually a Marvel or, you know, something I'm
something
into.
Something superhero.
Yeah. So, probably a couple months ago, I was like, oh, Superman's coming.
Me too.
Oh. And, oh. Ooh. Mm-hmm. The trailer that I saw, Superman was all beat up in the snow. Crashed out. Blood everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
He lets out a whistle. So I'm like, oh, what the heck going to happen? The damn dog come and get him.
But you've seen the dog and stuff before, though, right?
In the old comic books when I was a kid.
He was in the cartoon, too.
Yeah, but that's cartoon. This is, I'm, when I want to see
what,
Superman.
What you was about to say,
now,
this is real life?
Yeah, I was going to say. This is real Superman. Yeah, when I see Superman now on movies and stuff like that, man, I want the realistic.
Super, that dog is the reason why I won't get a dog. For one. For two, I'll tell you this. That's the opening scene of the movie.
I'm not going to ask too much about it because I'm going to eventually see it.
If you ask me something, if I don't answer, I won't spoil it. So if you can ask me whatever you want, but I'll intentionally won't spoil it because that's something that you really want to see. So I don't want to spoil it.
See, a friend of mine, he called me the other day. He was like, yeah, we going to the movies tonight and watch it, da-da-da.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if I don't call you, I said, yeah, tell me about it. I said, nah, you know what? Don't tell me. I said, don't tell me about it. I'll find out about it.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, all right, if I don't call you, then you know. I was like, I don't know what. Never mind. I don't even want to talk about it.
If he don't call you, then you'll know it ain't good?
I don't know.
You want to wait.
All I need is like.
Go to the movies.
I might.
Treat yourself. Don't cheat yourself.
I might.
Go to our whack ass movie theater. I don't like talking about.
Look, which one?
Well, the one don't count because that's the discount place, but
yeah.
I don't like talking about like the stuff we have here. I like to appreciate what we have here in the area. But it's been a long enough time for them to upgrade at least one of the theaters in our movie place to like reclining seat, like big, like
yeah, have one VIP one
yeah. VIP one, yeah. Like that's the one where all of the big movies are.
I don't think they're making money like that no more, man. Because you remember before, back in the day, you go to the front door, they got somebody in the window, then they got somebody inside taking a ticket. Now they got a guy lounging on the chair. Yeah, I'll take a ticket.
Well,
yeah, you buy it right here.
That little way was kind of antiquated, though.
They cut somebody's position out on that.
Yeah, it kind of did, but that was because, like, it's one theater I used to go to. It's one in Columbia I used to go to all the time. And when you go in there, you just walk in and you would get your ticket at the same place mm-hmm. you get your
popcorn
and stuff from. That's how it was a while ago.
Yeah.
Having the person at the ticket window, I ain't really seen that too much.
It's gone, son.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just wish they would upgrade some of the stuff. Or the cheap one, upgrade that to like the one that's the real nice one. Or something, man. Like
a cheap movie theater?
Yeah.
It's private owned.
So they can take a loan and upgrade that shit.
when he brought it was in the hole. It was great clothes.
Mm.
But he kept it up a little. He fixed it up
mm-hmm.
enough to say, oh, this is all right, yeah, it's going here.
Well, I
haven't been there in a while.
I ain't been there since they switched it then.
I've been there since they switched it.
Is the floor still sticky?
All movie theater floor is sticky.
Nah, B. Email us djbladeshow@gmail.com. Let us know if all movie theaters, floors are sticky.
All of them.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, but it's from the soda. You know, everybody, when they leave, they accidentally kick the soda over.
Yeah, I ain't been, everyone I've been to ain't really got the stickiness.
Where'd you go for your last movie?
Here?
The big one?
Yeah.
How was it? Was the seats fucked up?
They weren't messed up, but I got in I think I was in the theater that didn't recline.
They all don't. I mean, they don't.
Nah, it's some seats that lay back a little
kind
bit.
Kind of
give you a little layback.
Yeah, now they kind of like straight up and down.
Certain ones are straight up and down.
The seat itself has got a sunk in it.
Yeah, they need to re-up.
Yeah.
But I think the last movie I went to the movies to see might have been Sinners. No, I think I went to one after Sinners.
You sure? I don't think anything else good came out after Sinners.
I think I went to see something else after Sinners. I can't remember.
Oh, word.
Yeah. But Clips, Tiny Desk.
How was it?
I liked it, but I like Clips.
I do too. Did you listen to the album?
Oh, yeah. A few times.
My favorite song is probably POV.
That's the one with
Tyler, the Creator.
Oh, that's a hard one. That's in the top.
Whips and Chains.
That, I think that's the one with Kendrick.
I gotta listen to it again then.
Yeah. That beat, a lot of them beats sound like, I don't know. It
sound like Pusha T picked them all.
Oh no.
It sound like something on his album.
I mean,
you like that Mike Tyson one?
The Mike Tyson one.
It's abbreviated. Like M.
I don't know the, I don't.
MP. It stands for like Mike Tyson punch in the face.
Oh, I don't know the. I only know the names of Whips and Chains because the first one, I like a lot of them. I like a lot of them.
Yeah, POV is my favorite though.
Yeah, I like a lot of them. yeah, that Clips album is it's all right with me.
Okay, so all right, give me the
Give you the what?
I'm over here looking at the screen with you. Uh-huh. Give me the rate this Tiny Desk.
Out of 10?
Out of the ones you've seen already.
Of all ever?
Not of ever, of some of your favorites.
Some of my favorites is Wale's, Scarface, Ari Lennox.
E-40.
E-40s was good. Did I watch that more than once yet? I don't know if I watched that one more than once yet.
So where you put it? Is it up there with a favorite?
Nah, because, so like, Scarface has had a lot of instrumentation in his.
Yes, he did.
You know what I'm saying? That put his way up there for me.
Shit, he even played an instrument.
He did. He did.
He played the kazoo.
Who else is Ari Lennox? Is
I don't remember hers.
I loved hers, but I love Ari Lennox's voice though. It's just something about her voice. What another one?
Has Faith came on there yet?
Nah,
she needs to go on there.
Maybe she did a long, long time ago, but I don't remember her being on there.
Kiki Wyatt.
No.
She need to go on there too.
Mm.
Those two.
I wanted to like Jeezy's, but
I did too.
When he started messing up words to his songs, man, I was just like, ugh. Big Boy had a pretty good one. Big Boy had a pretty good one.
Big Boy had one by himself?
Mm-hmm. I think Sleepy Brown was on there with him. They all had on like hoodies and shirts that it looked like the Waffle House logo, but it said something.
Oh, word.
It. Yeah.
So that's early days. That's a good couple years ago.
Yeah, probably about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Wu-Tang was up there before.
That was cool. It was
that all right. was all right.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say Gucci Mane did one.
He did. I think he did.
I think Gucci Mane did one.
Yeah, the new Gucci.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of another one. It's that dude, I forgot his name. Something Duran or something like that.
The gay guy?
Yeah, and all of them was dressed like people from the Proud Family.
That
was a good one. Oh, Usher's.
Oh, that was a top tier.
Usher was one that kind of pushed Tiny Desk among people who really don't watch them.
That Usher challenge.
Yep.
When they did that, Eric Bellinger, when he did that on there.
Yep.
That was it.
Usher's probably might be the one that pushed it. Because people that really like music,
mm-hmm.
like heavy like that, knew about Tiny Desk.
Yeah.
But the average person really, I don't feel, that's my opinion, the average person really didn't know about Tiny Desk
like that.
I think that one pushed it on there, and then that's when people was clamoring for Juvenile to get one.
Yeah, his was like,
his was special to me, because, I mean, Juvie, I've been rocking Juvie since 98, 99. So
Juvie, yeah, I was rocking it too.
Yeah.
The funny thing about Tiny Desk, I was riding somewhere,
mm-hmm.
and it was a car that pulled in front of me,
mm-hmm.
going in the gas station. They had that logo on the back window, like a small sticker logo, and I don't see those too much. I'm like, I know that logo from somewhere. I kept on saying it to myself.
Maybe they
was it NC
NPR
NPR? Yeah, there you go. So I'm looking at it, I'm like, dang, it hit me like 2 days or 3 days later when I seen a Tiny Desk come up.
Maybe they donated to NPR.
That or they associated with it.
They probably donated because NPR stands for National Public Radio.
Mm.
So they take donations to keep themselves going.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I seen that sticker. I'm like, I knew the sticker was something good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like Tiny Desk. I might catch a couple today.
It was one that came. It was some, I don't know who the person is, but it was a lady that had one that was after E-40s or something like that. Like E-40s came out, and then it was some other person that was kind of big came out, and then it was this person who was like big, but like lesser known.
Oh, Tia Mosley was a good one. That was a big one.
That was recent?
That was the one where they were saying she looked like Claire Huxtable.
Oh, yeah, not that one. That this was is another one.
That was a good one, too.
Tedra Mosley?
Tedra.
Tedra Moses?
Mosey.
I think it's Tedra Moses. Let me see.
I might be wrong. But hers was, you know, it ended up being famous because of what she looked
Tedra
like.
Moses.
Moses?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, hers ended up being famous because of...
She had her Tiny Desk 7 months ago. That's probably...
Look at the views.
800 and... Now, hers had 818,000 views.
So the memes made more streams than the views.
SWV had 5.7 million.
That was a good one.
That was a great one.
That was a good one.
That was a great one. The Isley Brothers did one, I think. I think they did a Tiny Desk.
Yeah.
That was
Was it the Isley Brothers or was it just Mr.
Ron Isley?
Yeah.
I think it was the whole group.
Nah, you know what? It was a different setting.
Maxwell.
They did a different setting.
Charlie Wilson did one.
Yeah, he did one.
Maybe it was his. That's the one maybe I'm thinking about.
Isley Brothers might have done one.
Maxwell did a good one.
He did?
Yes. His was real good.
Did you see that? He's in the internet post recently.
For what?
Walking with Janet Jackson, holding hands.
Oh, good for him. Good for her.
Yes, sir.
Good for her. Good for him, too. Yeah. Email us, djblazeshow@gmail.com. Your great tiny desk.
Man, and one more thing. Uh-huh. Give me one person you haven't seen on there that you would like to see.
That I would like to see?
Yeah, I just gave two, so give me one.
Who was your two you gave?
I said Kiki Wyatt and
Faith
Evans.
Okay. It would have to be somebody that I list. Oh, LaRussell did one before, too.
Who's that?
He a guy I was about to say kid, but he like 20-something. But I like all his stuff, like on social media. It's a video that went viral recently, a juvenile, like rapping, and it sounded like an orchestra a little bit.
Yeah.
Live. I don't know if you saw that, but he was at concert with LaRussell. That's how LaRussell, he started doing his own concerts in his backyard.
Oh, right.
And he got big, so like a lot of different like rappers and stuff would go to his yard and do the concerts.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah, then he did another one with Juvenile.
So he raps?
LaRussell?
Yeah.
Yeah, he rap, yeah.
So he's like a Logic.
Hell no.
No? You don't like Logic?
No, no.
Why?
Logic be saying nigga. And Logic and Joe Budden be going back and forth too, which is funny. Logic is kind of tone deaf when it comes to that nigga shit, man.
So he don't get it. He ain't getting it.
Nah, man, because he think just because his daddy, nigga, you look white. If you got pulled over by the police, they would think you were white. You a white passing black dude. Sorry. but I don't listen to none of his music though.
Let me ask you one more thing about that. Then.
What?
You said his daddy black?
Somebody, I don't know who black. So he got one parent that's black.
So what about Drake saying nigga?
He look black.
So if you look black, you can say it. If you don't, you can't.
Like, he could pull that card. Like, you could pull that card to be like, I'm not black. Like, he could go either way.
I got
And you. It just don't feel right for some people. Yeah. Not even with Drake saying nigga. It just, the way he doing cultural shit, it just, even like, like Kendrick said, it just don't feel right. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a little weird though, what you said, but got you.
What's weird? What part of it?
Just because he looks more white, he can't.
Yeah, Yeah, I ain't saying he can't. It just don't feel right. Like you, bro. Come on, man. You know why niggas looking at you sideways, bro? Like you get the benefits of looking white without the oppression of actually being black.
What about the other guy? What's the other white guy?
What other white
guy? Had that banging ass album last year.
White guy?
He had that song with Drake.
Oh, you talking about? I can't think of his name. He had the I'm Vanilla Baby. Talking about that dude.
Yeah, man.
Oh, he nice. Can he say nigga? Nah, is that what you're asking me?
He white. He can't say nigga.
What's the question?
I was just, I was seeing how you feel about him. Cause
he cool. I like his music and stuff. He can rap.
Oh, yeah.
He has some songs
his
on there.
His album's a banger.
Some people hate him, but he can rap, though. His album was tight.
They nitpick a lot of stuff, though. Like that. What video was that? They was at the racetrack? They was at the
Kentucky
Derby.
Yeah, the name of the song is Kentucky Downs.
He had a security guy carrying him.
It was a black security guy?
Oh, my gosh.
You see? But here's the thing, though. That's a part of it. Like, sometimes when you do stuff, you got to, like, if it ain't a reason for it, you got to think about the optics.
Nah, it was a reason for it. But that's the thing, the optics make it
look bad. Yeah, make it look bad. Like you probably could have got a big white dude to carry you. You know what I'm saying? To make it so that nobody wouldn't think this nigga is a slave.
So that's what happened. He had like white shoes or some shit. He had all white on, I think, maybe.
And that was him carrying him to where he needed to be.
He had to bring him to over.
Yeah, yeah. That's fair, but just yeah, you the optics of it, man.
That's crazy. You gotta think of that shit.
But you do. It's matter of fact, the show I was telling you about. So this is stupid. So part of the thing was on one episode, well, a couple of episodes, they were trying to the studio wanted them to the actual owner of the studio mm-hmm. wanted him to make a Kool-Aid movie, right? A Kool-Aid movie, kind of like a Barbie movie or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So
I see where this is going.
So at first, in the Kool-Aid movie, they were like, well, we got, how can I get this done? Whatever, whatever. Somebody had the idea, was like, yo, what you could do is, it's another white producer or writer or whatever. He was like, well, it's the Kool-Aid family. The daddy is the, you know, the red bust through the door Kool-Aid man.
Oh yeah.
Then the mom is like the yellow Kool-Aid. The kids are the red and the other color.
Whatever
Kool-Aid
color makes it.
But they live in a corporate, like, mascot society. So it's the Kool-Aid man might live there, and then another, like, food, like Tony the Tiger live there, or whatever.
Yeah.
And somebody that. And that's, you know, and then they got to navigate life, whatever, whatever. So he was cool. So then he meets up with Martin Scorsese.
Mm-hmm.
Scorsese wanted to do a movie about Jim Jones.
The real one.
The real Jim Jones.
Okay.
So
with the Kool-Aid.
But here's the thing, and I wish they would have said it in the movie. They didn't really drink Kool-Aid.
Nah, it wasn't Kool-Aid. It was some kind of drink, though.
No, it was Flavor-Aid. You know what Flavor-Aid is, right?
No.
It was like Kool-Aid would be like 25 cents a pack.
Yeah.
Flavor-Aid was like 15 cents a pack.
Oh, yeah. It was the white.
Yeah, it package. Came out in yeah,
like
it
a
was,
white package with writing on it.
It was yeah, it was just a cheaper version of Kool-Aid, but it was Flavor-Aid.
Yeah, yeah.
But people always say you drank the Kool-Aid when really it was Flavor-Aid. That's neither here nor there. I wish they would have said that in the show, which would have, you know, made it a little top tier. So he wanted to do a movie about what happened in Jonestown. He wanted to call it Jonestown, talk about, you know, Jim Jones, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
Seth Rogen's character wanted to make like an art house type movie, a serious movie. He really didn't want to do the Kool-Aid movie anyway.
Yeah.
Because it was too cheesy. He wanted to do something smart, whatever. He convinced Martin Scorsese to change the name to Kool-Aid. So now he knocking off two birds with one stone because he making the Kool-Aid movie, but he doing Scorsese's smart movie or whatever.
Yeah.
So stuff get messed up. They have to go back to making the original family Kool-Aid movie, right? So.
Oh, yeah.
They get Ice Cube to play the Kool-Aid man.
With the voice?
He was going to be the voice of the Kool-Aid man.
Did he do any voice?
Just wait. They get an Asian lady to play. I forgot who it is. Like Margaret Cho or I forgot the other lady name. But an Asian lady to play the mama.
Mm-hmm.
Another, like a white kid to play one of the kids. And then like his family friend or whatever is like the only, like basically the only real people in the movie was white people.
Mm-hmm.
So they looking at the board or how they got the names all like made up or whatever. And they was like, oh, this is going to be bad. Like, this looks bad. Like the only real family in it is white people. What's that saying? So they go back and change everybody. Now they change all of the white people to black people. Now they got the thing when they like, oh shoot.
Now
it's a Kool-Aid movie. Now it really looks racist because it's only black people in the Kool-Aid movie. They even changed his wife from the Asian lady to like Kiki Palmer. And like, it's just all black people in the movie.
Yeah.
So that kind of reminded me of.
That's exactly what it
is. You know what I'm saying? It's just going to look bad. We got to think about it. And sometimes that shit can go too far with the thinking about the optics.
We got to come up with a word for that.
There's a word for it.
Race optics. We got to come up with a word for just for the show.
There's got to be a word for it in real life. But yeah, but that reminded me of that show. That one little scene you talked about though. But yeah, that show was pretty. And like how far they were going with the, this going to look bad, this going to look bad.
Yeah, yeah.
It was so aggravating because they was pushing it too far. They went and asked one black dude and he was like, nah, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? He was like, nah, I don't see it that way. But you can't just ask one black person or one woman or one white person because they don't represent everybody. And he even said, he was like, yeah, but I don't represent all black people.
So you know what that's like, right?
What?
An episode on Curve.
It definitely is.
You know which one?
No.
The watermelon one.
Oh, that was early on with Leon eating watermelon in front of white people?
Eating watermelon in front of white
people. Yo, hey, check this out. at work one day, right? every morning we have a sales meeting,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So in the sales meeting, you know what I'm saying? They were talking and the manager, one of the managers who's white, he said, yeah, you guys were eating, y'all just sitting at your desk eating chicken or whatever. And now hold up, check this out. I thought it, I was like, damn, that might be kind of racist. And so one of the white dudes was like, he started laughing. He was like, man, that sounded racist. And everybody started laughing, and the dude started, he was like, you know, I didn't mean it like that. I was like, yeah, they probably weren't even eating chicken. But I really was sitting at my desk eating watermelon, and everybody started laughing. Everybody like started looking uncomfortable and shit, but I really was sitting at my desk eating watermelon. But I just said that to take his uncomfortableness. He was like at a 70 uncomfortable. I took it to 100. Like, it was like end of the meeting. But I really do be sitting at my desk eating watermelon.
That's too funny.
But, yeah, because then at the end, because Leon just was uncomfortable eating watermelon in front of white people, right?
In front of white people. And then they end up going to a supermarket.
That's okay.
And he was trying not to buy the watermelon. So I think he had Larry
buy the watermelon. Yeah. But that's, that do remind me of that. Yeah. Let me see. In the week we were gone, Diddy got acquitted.
Oh, yeah.
Well, not acquitted. He only got...
certain charges were dropped.
Certain were dropped. I think we talked about the ones that got dropped.
Yeah.
But he got found not guilty of, like, the RICO and a couple other things. The only thing that got him on was, like, two counts of basically paying for sex or buying prostitutes or whatever.
Yeah, it's not over either. But, I mean, it was celebrating in front of the...
Oh, my God, which is so embarrassing.
I was watching, like, a guy named Queens Flip.
Yeah, I know Queens Flip. He'd be on Joe Budden podcast.
Yeah. Oh, he is on there. I forgot. His mother was out there.
Was his mother?
His mother's like a media. She's media.
Oh, God.
She got a media.
I thought she was the lady who took her wig off.
Nah.
Okay.
She ain't wild like that. She's like a mother, regular mother.
Okay.
But the whole thing, like, he don't cut his cameras. He might have a show for an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And the mother was talking. All of a sudden, it was like, oh, something going on. You know, every 10 minutes, something was going on, so they had to turn around. What's going on over here? They were slinging the baby lotion, and the guy took his shirt off and all that shit.
The baby oil is just, wow.
It was going crazy. Like, it was a circus.
It's embarrassing.
It was a circus.
The lady twerking, taking a wig off.
It was a circus. Ugh. Is that the lady with the blue hair?
The blue hair, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She was a menace the whole
trial?
The whole episode, like.
Oh, his episode.
His episode. Like, that situation?
Yeah.
She was going around starting arguments over here, doing this, throwing powder, doing that.
Throwing powder?
Yeah, she was doing all sorts of crazy. But she was doing it to get noticed.
To get noticed.
She started an argument with the one from Hot 97 that comes there and does the, you know, the reading and stuff like that. Started an argument with her and all sorts of crazy stuff.
Shout out to doing anything to get viral.
That's what she was doing.
That's it. These people are doing anything, you know.
Guy had his taking his shirt off. Baby all over him and all that dumb shit.
Disgusting people.
It was I tell you that's one cool thing about living in New York.
What?
You can be at these stuff like that happens. You can go to the courthouse. You can get a glance of this person, get a glance of that person. You know.
When you're
in certain cities, you don't get to see, you know, celebrities here and there like that as much.
You're a movie guy.
A little bit.
Michael Madsen.
Don't know.
He played in Reservoir Dogs. He played in The Hateful Eight.
The white guy?
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of white guys.
Nah, it's the
main... He was the white guy with the voice. He was like kind of low-key sitting in the corner a little bit. I'll pull up a picture.
Yeah,
pull up. A picture. But yeah, he passed away while we were gone.
Oh.
Let me see if I can pull up his
I think I know who you're talking about, because I think I saw it yesterday. Did it happen yesterday?
No, it happened last week while we were gone.
Oh.
Yeah, I pulled him up. But yeah, he was in Reservoir Dogs. Hateful Eight was the last thing I kind of remember. He was in Kill Bill, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Yeah, he passed away.
Older guy, right?
He was 67.
Yeah, older.
That's him right there.
Oh, yeah. Kill Bill.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to give you his mob name. His mob name is... Oh, my gosh. Well, either way, he was in Donnie Brasco.
Yeah, he's been in a lot of stuff.
He was the bad guy. He was the mob guy.
He good actor.
Yeah, real good.
A lot of stuff.
Kill Bill.
Shout out to him. See what else happened.
Oh, my gosh. I don't want to steer off from anything. I don't know if you got it in you see who just got a Glenn?
What?
Glenn. The guy named Glenn. He just got the Hollywood star.
Glenn Turman?
Turman.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
I didn't see, I mean, I saw he got one, but.
Pull it up if you ain't doing nothing.
What did he do?
He came there on a horse. He came there on a horse, and he looks just like Samuel Jackson in your favorite movie of all times.
In Django?
Django. He looked just like him. Dark skin with the gray hair.
Oh, I see it.
You see it?
Oh, yeah.
He looked just like
shout
him.
Shout out to him. He's been on Queen Sugar.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. He's been on a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Hillman, what's that? Different World.
Different World. That's where we know from.
Cooley High.
Colonel Taylor. No, well, yeah. He's been on stuff even before then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Legendary.
Just looking at him, though. Like
David, Keith David got one,
Keith
too.
Keith David got one. Yeah. He did.
Did they already give it to him? I saw where he,
Keith David?
Where they announced him getting his.
Where he was sitting a phone call or something.
No, yeah. Well, he was watching them read it, and somebody was recording him.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, I don't think they did it yet, because I didn't see it. I didn't see it anywhere. But I saw that, what you saw.
Yeah, he was he was really, really surprised. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, he was more than surprised. Mm-hmm. He's a cool guy. I met him in person.
You met him in person?
Yeah. I was able to, you know, spend some time with him, and he was a real cool guy.
He still acts. He be on Rick and Morty, and he do his voice on the stuff. And,
everything.
Oh, matter of fact, he's on Duster. You ain't got that far yet, have you?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he's the bad guy on Duster.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been
Kirby.
Kirby. That
Kirby.
And when I saw him, I said, you
Money
know,
the boy.
You know what I told him, right?
What?
I said, you know my favorite role is Cuddy, right?
He's Cuddy?
Yeah.
Who is Kirby?
Kirby. I'm sorry, Cuddy.
Oh, yeah, Kirby. Yeah. Cuddy is what's his name?
Oh my gosh.
Pinky.
Clayton.
Clifton Powell.
Clifton.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, I'm getting there.
Money to buy.
Money to buy.
That's like Uncle Sam for you. Money to buy.
He said, that's your punk ass friends. I would go up there to. He was gonna go
I'm to going kill, to Chicago or something to kill Cleon.
You're going to kill Cleon.
I'm going up there to kill. Up there to Chicago to kill myself. Take care of your punk ass friends.
That's your punk ass friends.
That's your punk ass friends. That's Uncle Sam for you. Money the boy.
Yeah, I thought that was funny too. Boy.
Money the boy. Keith David got a voice, man. I wish I had a voice like Keith David. Man. I'd be getting bread.
That voiceover, he's on, man. There's so many bad guys he played. And
mm-hmm.
What's that main one? Oh my gosh.
From a game or something?
Nice. From, oh my God. The Papa Shango.
Oh, off of Disney movie.
Yeah.
Princess and the Frog.
Yes.
Is it Papa Shango or Papa Legba?
Papa Legba, but it was Papa Shango.
I think Papa Legba is the real one.
The real one?
Yeah.
That's what it is?
Sakwase.
Okay.
Shout out to Kirby.
Kirby.
Money the boy.
Hanging with Kirby.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's what he said too. Yeah. The Uncle Sam. That's my favorite line ever right there. Money the boy.
You know what the name of the episode is?
Money the boy. Money the boy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Stupid motherfucker grabbed the wrong leg.
Grabbed the wrong leg. Everybody know I don't got one leg.
Yeah.
Me and Kirby.
What was that? I forgot. We got some emails.
I'm sorry. I done threw you off a couple times.
Yeah, that's all right. We got some emails. These from a couple weeks ago because we weren't here. Okay. The first email comes from Carla. She says, follow up, thicker than a snicker. She says, hey, just to answer your question, Booty Gal, a.k.a. Miss Henrietta, is 73 years old and thicker than a snicker. No, thicker than a cold bowl of grits with peanut butter. She's a senior citizen version of Buffy the Body. Do she got a gut, though?
Get out of here, for real.
Do she got a gut? That's what I want to know. She said, love this week's show. Y'all have me scheduling new shows to watch. I just finished Forever on Netflix, And is that the one with like Black Love or something like that? I think that's what it is. She said, and We Were Liars on Hulu. Men probably have no interest in these. Also just finished The Pit. It's really good. Like ER on steroids and edibles. Said, I refuse to watch Straw, and The Chi is weird and depressing. Lena Waithe, what is Straw?
Straw, that's the one you don't want to watch yet. At Tyler Perry.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm not watching that. Lena Waithe, a.k.a. Brittany Griner's doppelganger, hates black women. Keep up the great work. The Chi started out so great. Sorry. The Chi started out so great.
It did. They was getting like all the reviews.
Yeah, and then somewhere they took a turn.
Third season? Is that when it happened?
Probably the third season. Yeah, yeah. It took a little turn. We got one from the homie DJ High Star. Shout out to him.
Yo, yo.
He says, what up, fam? What's good with y'all? I'm chilling. Thinking we really live in an episode of the Boondocks at this point. So apparently famed Super Crip, known for just being on Adam 16, No Jumper, 4Xtra has blown his hand to smithereens with the M80 firework.
It looked just like that.
What I saw looked like off of Tropic Thunder.
It did.
Ironic because he's always talking about socking niggas out.
Yep.
Now he's nubbed out, shaking my head. Have not seen The Chi this week, but I did see a spoiler on someone's YouTube post. L was spot on last week. Lena started off with all this wax poetic shit about The Chi being a love letter to the city and not highlighting the violence, only to succumb and clap innocent niggas every episode now. She not low. She either one, trying to keep up with Courtney Kemp and what they do in the Power Universe, or two, trying to keep ratings afloat, or a mix of both. All the concurrent storylines are confusing. He says, Lena Waithe, I don't think she got nothing to do with The Chi no more.
They got at least 6 storylines going on.
Yeah, they do. Most shows like that do have like 2 or 3 storylines, mm-hmm. but these just be all over the place. He says, haven't caught up on BMF yet. I don't think I'm missing anything though. Nah, you can wait and catch up later unless you don't want to get spoiled. He says,
it's a good watch though.
I guess.
It is. It's a good watch.
Yes.
I just want to know why it's so dark.
You mean?
Like, certain scenes, like, just seem like it feels to me like they're filming it at night. When they're in that damn diner.
The restaurant, yeah. Maybe they were trying to do that to make it seem like they's a bad people.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. He said, Drake out here swinging with a new track. I hate that shit. I'm starting to hate Drake, too.
I love that song.
That song pretty nice, but I just don't respect this nigga. He sounds like a scorned, hurt biatch in all of his content.
No, man.
All his content is shout out my brothers who stayed solid or backstabbers and snakes when I did so much for them, ass flows. Like, dog, I don't give a fuck, Drake. He said, Diddy dodged that Rico. Only thing I have to say is, I don't know what GTOO mean.
Get the fuck out of here?
No, GTOO. I don't know what that means. Only thing I have to say is niggas charging wrong. Reminds me of Young Thug case a lot. I'm going to end this early. Talk to y'all later. Did they charge him wrong? I think they charged him with whatever they thought they could do. Most of the times, you know when they be talking about like the feds have, I don't know if we were talking about it here. Maybe I was talking about some people at work. Yeah, the 98%. But it's because people don't, they always take the plea.
Yeah, they taking the credit for that part.
Yeah, they taking the credit for the plea. Yeah. A lot of people don't go up against the feds.
Yeah.
And I think that's what, you know, boosts their conviction rate.
But what's going to happen is they're going to give him his top, whatever the most they can give him on whatever charge that stick. And it's going to be like a whole lot.
No, he got charged. You mean what stick? They got him. He's convicted of.
For 2, right?
Yeah, for two counts of buying prostitutes.
Yeah, they didn't give him no time yet.
Yeah, he got to wait until October.
It's going to be like R. Kelly.
I mean, not like R. Kelly, because R. Kelly got convicted of the worst thing he could get convicted of.
No, but I'm
of.
Saying they gave him like the highest they can ever give him because they can only catch him on that certain thing.
I mean, he deserved it.
That's what they think. Some of these people think about Diddy.
I mean,
That damn video of the Cassie beating, that got a sour taste in everybody's mouth.
Yeah, but here's the thing though. If somebody said that this person beat up this woman,
mm-hmm.
that should be the sour taste anyway.
Yeah, but you know,
you should have to see it. No, I ain't saying that you know how people are, whatever, whatever. Like, it should be, because if you think about just yourself, how many times have you yourself as a man been accused of beating up a woman?
None.
Never. One time is too many.
Zero.
You know what I'm saying? Unless she was 12 and she was, y'all was the same age, and she was Precious Brown. She was Precious Brown and she was 6 foot in the sixth grade and y'all got the rumbling.
Oh, what's the other one?
What?
With Norbit.
Respucia.
Respucia. Yeah.
Norbit, I am with child. I got to watch that again because it's a lot of funny phrases people say off of that movie. Yes. And I only really watched that movie once.
Me too. I'm the same way. I like Marlon on there.
Yeah, I got to watch that again. I got to watch that again. We got another email.
Oh.
I think this from the lady that lives at your house.
Oh, shoot. Hey.
She says, what's the connection? And I guess it's her six degrees, you know. How would you both connect to each of the following celebrities? James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones.
Bernie Mac.
Hold on, slow down, James.
No, I'm just going to give you the names. Okay, go ahead. I ain't got time to run through all these. I got to think about it.
Go ahead.
James Earl Jones. Bernie Mac. And Johnny Depp. It's just tough.
That Johnny Depp one is hard.
Tough. You got to go in your deep bag. I might have to go.
We might have to get back to you.
We're going to have to get back to you next week.
Johnny Depp, though?
Johnny Depp, James Earl Jones, too.
James Earl Jones, you could trace it back to Eddie Murphy, trace it back to Arsenio Hall.
Maybe.
Trace it back to.
It got to be definite, though.
Hold on. Go ahead. Oh. Hawthorne James was on. Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead. I might have it.
We'll come back with all three of these next week, especially the Bernie Mac. I don't know how.
Okay. I got it.
Oh, Johnny Depp. You got it quick?
I got it.
Let's go.
All right. Hawthorne James for me.
Mm-hmm.
He was on Disco Dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
That is Rudy Ray Moore, Dolemite.
How many is that?
That's two.
No, you said Disco. Okay, Rudy Ray Moore. Okay, go ahead.
Dolemite. Eddie Murphy did Dolemite.
No, it's not who did it. You got Dolemite got to talk to Eddie Murphy. You got to be able to call him. Rudy Ray Moore dead, ain't it?
All right, so leave Eddie Murphy out.
Did this nigga just...
Nah, leave him out. New Dolemite.
Okay.
Writer's credit is Hawthorne James. That's my first one, right?
Hawthorne James, to Eddie
straight
Murphy.
To Eddie Murphy.
Okay, there you go.
Then Eddie Murphy to... Who we looking at? James Earl Jones?
James Earl Jones.
Coming to America.
Oh, dang, that's good. That's good. That's good. That's good.
And that was what, four?
No, it was like three.
Sound like eight.
No, it was three. It's Hawthorne James to Eddie Murphy to James Earl Jones. Yeah. That's three. Yeah, that's three. You might can get it. Well, Bernie Mac dead lady who live at the house.
Yeah, but you still can connect to him.
Okay. Johnny Depp would be a little tougher.
Johnny Depp probably be my
hardest. I have to look at what who is in some of the movies James Earl Jones been in and stuff. Is James Earl, he's not with us no more, is it?
James, no, he just died.
Yeah, he just died.
A couple years ago.
Hmm. I'm about to go.
Johnny Depp, I would have to chase Johnny Depp to when black people liked him.
Black people still like him. Especially after
that trial.
That trial, which was kind of bullshit because before that trial, he had got caught up in some shit doing some shit to her too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he like put his hands on her and stuff.
I had to trace it all the way back to 21 Jump Street, and then I had to think about who was on 21 Jump Street.
This ain't connecting them through movies now. This
I know.
Is who can make a call to him.
I got
6 degrees.
Hawthorne James was my first one. And
yeah, because he's in your movies.
Not my movie.
I'm saying he's in your wheelhouse with movies.
Yeah, whenever you get a chance, go to Digital Studios Podcast, last week's episode, episode with Hawthorne James.
This part will be muted. You the comp. No, just joking. Email us some 6 degrees of separation.
What those, you got? Anybody on that list?
No, I don't. I got to think about it. Yeah, I gotta think about it.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, those were some good ones. But yeah,
I did fraud today.
Hey,
I did fraud today.
Okay,
I did fraud today.
Hey,
I did a good job today.
Okay,
cause these blessings come from God. Cause I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey,
I did a good job today.
Okay,
I did fraud today.
Hey,
I did fraud today.
Hey,
I did fraud today.
Okay,
I did a good job today.
Hey,
blessings come from God. Cause I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Oh. This scammer of the week is it's kind of local. Georgetown County. A Georgetown County woman is facing charges in connection with her alleged food stamp fraud over the course of nearly 5 years. Brianna Hunt Simmons, a 35 of Hemingway, is accused of one kind of food stamp fraud in the amount of $10,000 or more. She's facing these accusations after allegedly from November 2019 to May 2024 willfully failing to list the income of her husband on applications for SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits, because her husband, who is a member of the household, was an unreported contributor to the household's finances. Simmons received $56,000 more in SNAP benefits than she was entitled to, according to affidavits. She was booked into the Georgetown County Detention Center, and she was released on a $5,000 bond. So, y'all lying on them benefit stuffs and all of that, can't be lying. They're going to catch up with you and put you in jail.
That's been going on a lot lately.
A lot, yeah.
What was that last week also? A guy supposedly hacked into a system and started sending cards out to his people.
Oh, yeah.
With money on it already?
Uh-huh. Yep, so... Y'all, find another way. Stop buying stamps from people. That's a crime, too. That's fair charge. But anyway, you got anything else before we get out of here?
Nah, man, I think that's it.
Oh, yeah. You know what else happened real quick before we get out of here? That flood in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of people died and stuff. It didn't make big news or social media like that.
It did make social media like that, but news, yeah.
Especially, yeah, news, but yeah, social media, mm-hmm. I didn't really see too much, but you know what I'm saying, I was hustling. But
I think at the time I caught on to it, might have been Wednesday, it was still finding people. They're still searching, searching for babies and mm-hmm. people.
Kids and stuff.
The last time I seen it was like a count of 20 died.
Yeah, I want to say it's like 30-something or something.
Yeah, so that was like Tuesday, Wednesday when I checked it out last.
Then the day before... July 3rd,
mm-hmm.
it was a big explosion at a fireworks facility in California.
Oh, wow.
Bro, it looked like something from, it looked like somebody dropped an atomic bomb or something on that place. It's like, you see the fire. The first video I saw, it was, I'm going to see if I can pull it up.
Was it like a gray building and the fire coming out of the window area?
I don't know if it had windows. It was in California.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the news knew about it because the first thing I saw,
they was outside filming it.
Yeah, up in a helicopter.
I think I seen.
And then you see the explosion. It's a big mushroom cloud that come up. Yo, it looks crazy.
Fireworks is almost getting out of hand again. Like in New York, I mean, it's so many videos and stuff I've seen. And then you got these, not celebrity, but. This guy blowing his hand off and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They're getting cut back on it. What really slowed it down for fireworks was 9/11. After, 9/11 was over.
Oh, yeah, and the terrorists.
Yeah. They kind of let up off of people in New York area during COVID. They wasn't, it wasn't that many cops out and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So it was letting people do what they were doing. Damn, that looks crazy.
The explosion I saw, it was
a whole factory, man. That's the whole place.
Yeah. The explosion I saw, I'm trying to find the one that I saw from the helicopter. Yeah, the whole place, it was crazy, bro. This might be the one right here.
Dang. Some people couldn't have made it out.
Oh, no. It was like 7 people that died in there.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it was like 7 people that died. Probably was firefighters or whatever. But yeah, I it was somebody that I saw that was like,
Look at it. Oh, that's bad because you still looking at the sparklies. Mm-hmm. It probably sound like a daggone Macy's Day firework.
Shit, probably sound like Fallujah. I'm trying to catch it when it's the real big explosion.
That's right.
Yeah, I was trying to catch the one with, I should have had it saved already, but it was just one real big explosion, and you see just the, I thought it was fake, bro, how big it was.
Oh, for real?
That's how big the, I was like, this couldn't have happened just now, like, you know, today or whatever, but it was that day. But, yeah.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, those were some of the things that happened while we were gone. Hold up, this might be it right here. Oh, God.
Look, the people's like, they got their finger on their button about to change it.
Yeah, and then I'm like, here we go.
Oh, yeah, hold on.
Hold on. Yeah.
But don't forget, tune in.
Email us, djbladeshow@gmail.com. Let us know what you think. Send us your 6 degrees of separation. Yeah, send us those. Also, let us know what you think about the episode. It was something else, too.
If you say that one more time.
At the beginning. Anyway, L, let everybody know where they can find you on social media.
You can find me at EL Murphy on Facebook, or you can find me at the Digital Studios Podcast.
And you can find me on social media at Preacher_BP. You can also find me
selling cars.
On Instagram at Preacher_BP. I think I said that already. You can find the show on Instagram at DJ Blaze Show and on YouTube at DJ Blaze Show. If you ain't subscribed, go ahead and subscribe. Smash that subscribe button. And Uncle Sam and that warehouse got something in common.
What's that?
Money the boy.
Let those who have ears listen.